y'all so much for tuning in, man. It's another episode of the Sean Love Podcast, bringing you Wind Up Wednesday, where we talk about your favorite books. But most importantly, we talk about some of our wines that we try. But before I kind of jump into all that, just want to go ahead and introduce myself along with the other members that is presented here today. So me, I am the Fisherman. That's the Fisherman with two R's. You can find me at Instagram as well as Twitter. And my lovely co-host, I have.
I'm Alex, Alley Cat. You can follow me on Instagram. That's all I got. It's ALLEY_KATT. I know it's long, but.
That's all good. And we also got, man, a super special guest. She's the person that put us on with The Giver, put us on with a lot of like different books and stuff. So I want to give you like a super warm welcome. You can please feel free to introduce yourself, let everybody know who you are.
Hey guys, I'm Presh Bianca. You can follow me at Presh Bianca, PreshBianca on Instagram, Twitter, wherever.
All that. Right. And if you really want to get to know, this is P Thunder, also known as P Funk. All right. No, I'm just kidding. So today we got a beautiful, nice red wine, Cabernet Sauvignon, also known as Josh. So feel free to pick this up at your local store. So before we try these wines, I'm trying to be like a sommelier. So I feel like you gotta like smell it first, you know, see.
Yeah, smell it. See what it's giving.
So what's it giving from what you smell?
Tart.
Okay, smells tart. Okay, Yuri, then drink it. All right. No, it's fine. We're still learning. Right, we're still learning how to do this sommelier thing. All right. All right,
yeah,
what you getting?
It's dry.
Okay, it's really dry.
It is dry.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
I was agreeing with you. Like, it is dry, okay. Actually.
I'm like, oh, is it a dry? Because I think I'm not too familiar with wines. I'm decided to get a $10 wine and be
listen,
okay.
Listen, we are learning all together, and that's okay.
Cool,
so I want to listen. So I have a love of wine, and I actually don't know much about it, but I'm hoping that through this podcast, like people can like teach us certain things we can learn about wine, like in the comments or like some wines I would love to try. Hopefully one day we can get sponsored by like a wine company and they'll be right. Come on, listen.
Okay.
Yo, listen. So speaking of sponsors, man, we had the opportunity to read another book that Presh Bianca suggested. Y'all not gonna believe what book she had us read.
Right. We kind of talked about it a little bit. Hassan almost spilled the beans.
Almost
spilled the beans.
Okay.
It's a good one. It's a good one, and it's called.
Drum roll, please.
Ho Tactics.
Yes. So, I feel like before we even get into like the questions or how this all kind of comes into play, what is Ho Tactics like? What did you derive from the book? Let's just talk about that, and then we can kind of go into like how we connect the best to it. So,
yeah.
Presh, you being our special guest, I'm gonna have you go ahead first.
Okay. So I'll tell you guys how I came about the book. long story short, I was on Clubhouse, social media networking app, and I was in a sugar daddy chat room.
LOL.
And it was just interesting hearing different women's experiences. Not that I, you know, wanted to participate myself or even if I had, but it was just cool. And something, a running theme that kept coming about was this book, Ho Tactics. And a lady had mentioned that it changed her life, not just in terms of, you know, thotting and bopping out in the streets, but in terms of how she carried herself with relationships and her expectations and how not to take things too seriously and to run with the punches.
Okay. No, that was a dope. Hey, listen, whoever was the writer of Ho Tactics, go ahead and please hire my girl Presh, because she just eloquently summed up the book so nicely. Yeah. So that was really dope.
I think his name is G.L. Lambert. Listen. Presh Bianca.
Right.
And so you brought up a lot of themes in the book, and I kind of wanted to discuss some of it. And so one of the themes that kind of came up for me, and Alex, you could tell me what you think, was this idea of the difference between a hoe and a prostitute. So I'm a smart hoe. Yeah, a smart hoe and a prostitute. Yeah. So before we even like jump into it, I want to say I value all sex workers.
They help the economy.
They help the economy. Mm. I fully support y'all. Mm-hmm. And so like nothing that is going to come out of this podcast or just out of this episode is meant with any ill intent. And so I just want to like,
I love y'all.
Right.
I just feel like that was important to say, especially just like as a man, because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times we don't hear the value in sex work. So before we get into all that, we're going to talk about sex work in a second. Mm-hmm. What did you gather as a difference between a hoe mm-hmm. and a prostitute?
You gotta do it like that. So what I gathered was that he was kind of using smart hoes, right? Mm-hmm. Like smart hoes are because there are just hoes who, you know, just offer it in the physical, trying to get the just having sex. But smart hoes is in it for the long haul, right? So being respected, being spoiled, getting, you know, that bag, whatever it is that you want, you're getting yeah. out of it. And prostitution, it's an exchange, mm. right? And I think he was saying, this is not saying this is he's not giving a manual. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know how that's to explain that, but he's not saying trying to train, you know, prostitution or whatever, but it's just getting what you want because you deserve it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I
And I'm gonna open it up. I'm gonna open it up to you. Just what do you think is the difference between a hoe and a prostitute? Okay. And is there a difference?
So I think in the book, he kind of broke it down to three different things, or mm-hmm. what I gathered mm-hmm. between a prostitute, a hoe, and then a smart hoe. And then there's other variations. Right. He went into bitch, but all those things. We'll get there.
Ah.
But between a prostitute, it's more so transactional, mm-hmm. and it's for, you're exchanging a service for, you know, for funds,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as opposed to a hoe who may just like to have sex for experiences, mm-hmm. financial gain, or they just like to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
just like
exactly.
sex.
Yeah.
As opposed to a smart hoe who is using their body or enticing men to level up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To progress their future, progress their, you know, their means, whatever they want, whether it's financially, creatively, if they want to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference between a smart hoe, a hoe, and a prostitute.
Got beautiful. You. Sorry, guys. That was dope.
No, beautifully said. Yeah.
You know, as I was reading the book, and I had I listened to the book.
Listening,
so
the audiobook.
We had an audio book, and we just pretty much listened to it. It was free for the first 30 days. So we washed dishes and just lived our regular lives as we listened to the books. And I had a chance to take some notes. And one of the things that I don't know if I really saw it in a book, but it spoke to me, and it was about the value of sex workers, right? Because I think they're, to me, right? And I'm also speaking as a man. So sometimes I feel like I might be far removed from what the actual intricate parts are, you know, that women might interpret or might feel, right? So I had to just put that out there. But for me, right, I feel like sex workers, right, some men see them as an object, right? And then you have men like me who see that confidence piece in it, right? And my question that I want to pose to the group is, how do we bridge the gap between this idea that women, especially who engage in sex work, oftentimes are not these weak beings that they're portrayed to be? Because I don't believe that they are portrayed to be. And I mm-hmm. feel like because of this book, Hoe Tactics, it kind of agrees with what I'm saying, right? Yo, women don't gotta be weak. Mm-hmm. Women is mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is it and all of that. You feel me? And so it's how do we bridge that gap between seeing women as an object, right? And then seeing women as these confident specimens, these beings that you got to respect they hustle. Because I feel like that's one of the key things that the book kind of talks about. It's like, you got to respect the hustle. No matter if you agree with it or not, you have to look at the hustle as something worth being respected, right? So how do we get to a point where we can look at that hustle and be like, yo, I tip my hat off to you, noted, you feel me? So I'm going to open it up to like, how do y'all feel about that? Mm.
Okay, so that's what gave you my ideas. Because when you initially started, you spoke about your experience or how you view sex work. And I think for me, I don't really see it as maybe a standpoint from a female, especially after reading this book. I think I see it more so as one of the pieces of the great design of like how this world is built, especially our society. I feel like a lot of social workers, or not social workers, sex workers, I mean, they kind of keeping homes together.
Come on, man.
But I think really like some of them really are a pivotal point or pivotal in how some of these men move, how some of these men become successful. Some of these men see these women as outlets and they need that those outlets. And then you mentioned something else about
How to bridge the gap.
Okay, so with how to bridge the gap, I don't know, I just think sometimes in the book, it kind of speaks to women and how being submissive is your power. It's not like, it's like, oh, okay, a man can think you're weak. They can think that's what you want them to think. So they underestimate you. And that's how you have the upper hand. So in the instance of like when a man peaks game, in some circumstances, that's not what you want. Because then they size you up and a lot of men are intimidated by that. Men kind of, from my experience, what I've learned, what I've read, a lot of them need to feel powerful. They need to feel like they're in control. That's their ego. So when they see a woman who's challenging them or, you know, as independent in every aspect of themselves and of their life, it intimidates them. It scares them. They don't want that. They want a submissive, cute girl. Beautiful woman.
Yeah. And I want to kind of add on to that because you brought up a really good point about submission that I kind of had like in my little note. And because submission, I feel like is also like the way he puts it, it's kind of like what you were saying, like submitting, but like setting the boundary, like you are actually setting like the shit in motion. You're the one that's telling when and where actually. So it's kind of like a role almost. And that's kind of like what I got from that. And it comes from being confident, right? It comes from like, cause if like, let's say I come in and I see, you know, you interacting with, you know, whatever the guy, and I'm like, oh, she's just weak, she's just da-da-da, like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, that's like, no, I really like dominate this nigga, like I'm actually calling the shots for real. So it's, and kind of what you were saying, like how do we like kind of get rid of that mentality of it? And I feel like as long as we have women who I don't know how to say this, but as long as we, I mean, both exist, right? Women who are just like, you know, and I'm like, as long as there's that, it's always going to be that, like, oh, I think she's weak, right? And he was also talking about that too. He was like, you know, women say that, but they low key want it, right? Like, it's like, I'm over here fucking with these losers and whatever, and I ain't getting shit out of it. But how the fuck did she get a new car? Her mortgage paid or her rent paid, they like
down,
they look down, but it's like
still envying it,
right?
So you hold on. I have to say this because we already like 15 minutes in. I just want y'all to see. Look, the beauty of this podcast, right, is like, yo, we can really take things and like go extrapolate it into the universe, right?
Right.
But we can't cover everything
right
in this one episode. Right. So I guess my next question, one thing that you brought up was this idea of confidence. Mm. When I read the book, listen to the book, I gotta keep making that differentiation. But when I listened to the book, right, it was this idea of creating an alter ego. It was like you, like, because everybody can't, or everybody is not confident in who they are as a woman, man, right? There's a lot of insecure men out here. Mm-hmm. Keep it a bean with you. There's a lot of insecure women too. And yeah, he sprinkled it because it's a very necessary part of this idea of getting everything paid that you need to get paid. Because if a man's insecure, he's going to do these things, not necessarily to feed your ego, but sometimes to feed his own. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I feel like that, that be the key, because you, in a world where you kind of need, hate to say it, some people to be insecure, that's kind of how it drives this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, but my thing is, I looked at it, yo, and I looked at it as like, yo, whatever woman he's talking about, or whatever woman reads this book and like gets these gems, comes out confident.
Yes.
Comes out ready to hone in on her womanhood, right?
Yes.
So then my question is, how do you, like, what happens to the woman who grows up not feeling confident, grows up insecure? How do you channel
that? You read that book.
Step one.
Yeah, step one, read that book.
And if they don't get it, they read it again.
Reread it.
No, if y'all read the book, he literally says, y'all go and read my last book 300 more times.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. But how do you go about, I guess, creating an alter ego?
Yeah. Fresh.
Okay. So
I'm like,
honestly, once I read the book, it ignited the, like, the phoenix in me, the heroine in me. Like, it just ignited something in me and just made me feel more empowered in being a woman, being sexy, being who I am. And it just made me know my power, because the book speaks on it. And it speaks on how you don't have to be the prettiest. You don't have to be the most in shape. You don't have to be the smartest. It's literally about your charm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Charm can take you really, really far. Charm and research.
Yeah.
And just knowing what to look for. And also, it just, that book changed my life. Thank you, Gia.
Right.
Call me.
No,
please.
I'm sorry, but before, babe, before you chime in, there was a scenario that he brought up about this woman who goes to like Best Buy. Right. And I'm not going to like give it, because I feel like I'm going to give too much. But the woman goes in the Best Buy and she's basically like wearing like some Dixie shorts and like nothing crazy. Like, she just goes in Best Buy and she it's basically talking about how like whole tactics happen everywhere and anywhere. Right. So it's not this idea where you got to go to the club and perform these tactics. You can do it in your local grocery store.
Yeah.
Right? She goes and she's like, I don't understand the specs of this computer. Can somebody just explain to me? And the guy, like, you know, musters up the courage and it's like, oh, well, like, what kind of computer are you looking for? Blah, blah. And long story short, through like just the conversations, he's able to like see like what kind of money he makes, where he might live, like what kind of person he might be. And I thought it was so dope, because I always say this, women got game.
Yeah.
Period.
And I really feel like, yo, like Alex, like, you ain't bag me because you Alex, you bag me because you got game. Like, so can you
are irritating.
You wanna speak to that? No,
I ain't gonna tell my secrets, okay.
Talk about it.
So you want me to tell you like to the people have
No,
I feel like he back first.
But just like how, like, what does game for women look like?
Being able to read signs. being able to read signs
and going smack.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Not but like going smack, like yeah. It's going smack. And I think,
and what is going smack, Alex, for the people not from the DMV? Oh yeah.
Please. Oh, if you're listening to this from anywhere in the world.
Approaching the young gentleman first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And making a move. Mm. And I think he was kind of talking about like what did he say? He was like,
not playing by the rules or something like
something that. Something like that, but like flirting. Mm-hmm. Just like flirting, right? Giving a compliment. Yeah. And like men love that. And I think.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl.
The hidden gem that I got from that book mm-hmm. was
that's good.
To compliment your man.
Yeah.
You want a man compliment.
Yeah.
Men don't get compliments.
They don't.
Especially when it comes to being physical.
For
like
sure.
Men don't mm-hmm. get called handsome. They don't get called sexy yeah. on a regular
for
basis.
Sure.
They're not told like, oh, I like your smile.
Because
like,
she's speaking. Oh, nah, look, she's good. Speaking that talk. She's talking
yeah,
that
she
talk.
Is. She's saying that.
Nah, let me tell you why she's talking that talk.
Go ahead, tell
you.
No, no. I was about to start singing, but I ain't gonna sing. Nah, the beautiful thing about it. Is yo, everything you're saying is so valid, yo. Like, as a man, and I think right now, like, yo, men feel like women only want them for one thing.
Yep.
And if you can compliment, right, but if you can compliment me on things that have nothing to do with that, I'm more inclined to want to. You paying your own rent, ma'am? Don't ever pay your own rent again. If I could afford it, why are you paying your own rent?
Right.
And you my girl. Like, what? No.
I just prefer to say, I think I would be an excellent sugar daddy.
Listen.
Watch out.
Ladies.
And now I'm
the fisherman. 2 R's.
Ma'am.
Sorry.
Ladies, my name is.
Well, he would.
No, but yeah. I think, yo, there's a lot of beauty and something to be said about women mm-hmm. stepping outside of the rules.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. not only, yes, I understand we're in a patriarchal society, right? And mm-hmm. so men have like paved a lot of these rules, but women can play these rules to their own benefit. Mm-hmm. And the beauty in that mm-hmm. is so dope yeah. to me. Like, so dope. Like, you don't have to wait. I feel like women should stop waiting for men to talk to them. On average.
Yes.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yes.
On average. Stop yes. waving. Yo, yeah. if you see that man in a grocery store,
okay.
and you don't know if you're gonna see him
don't
again.
Don't let these niggas pick you.
Come on.
You pick them.
Cause you're gonna end up
disappointed.
Yep. Hello.
Every time.
Hoodwink bamboozle.
Well, I mean, you still might be a little hoodwink if you pick them, but at least you got a little more control. Like, you know, it's like that's what
you,
I want.
You have a decision.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all, listen, let me tell y'all something. No, I really feel like I want to speak to y'all because the average time for like each podcast is supposed to be like 20 to 25 minutes. But I really feel like this is a part two conversation. So I really want to know if y'all ladies would be okay if we have a part two, not concluded.
Yes,
but
I
we
love
have.
It.
All right,
let's
cool.
do it.
Save it to another day.
So let's do this,
I
right?
That.
I wanna create an outro, and I want y'all to reintroduce yourselves again because this has been an awesome conversation, and y'all have been like awesome. You have been an awesome guest,
yes.
and I really want to have you again. Yay. And so, before we even adjourn, right? Go ahead, please introduce yourself, Presh. We're going to go Alex, and then we're going to go myself, and then we're going to meet y'all on a part two of the same episode. So go ahead.
Hey, guys. Again, it's Presh Bianca. Follow me at Presh, P-R-E-S-H, Bianca, B-I-A-N-C-A, on Instagram, Twitter, wherever. Follow me.
Yes. And Alex, Alley Cat, ALLEEY_KATT.
Awesome. And you know me, it's your boy, the Fisherman. That's with 2 R's. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter. Love to hear your comments, concerns, and please feel free to like, share, and subscribe. And also, feel free to comment book suggestions and wine tastings.
Because
we definitely appreciate
yes,
that.
Please.
Y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in once again to the Sean Love Podcast. And we're going to meet you on the
flip. Bye.